Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Thank you, and welcome to the Lord Lawmaster Program. God's narrative continues. The Gentiles' conspiracy against black people is one of, one, making war with, defeating, and conquering them, the black people. Two, possessing their lands, resources, and even their bodies. Three, enslaving, dehumanizing, and commodifying them, the black people, scattering them and reproducing slave offspring. Five, buying and selling them. Six, putting the captured black people under the power and authority of their owners, the slaveholders and wards. Seven, forcing upon the captives a perpetual, unsound, and false Christian belief. The Gentiles have carried out the seven particulars or items of the above conspiracy. They have brought to an end only six of the seven. The one on giving the black people a false faith remains. The question is, why? Now, if all other items of the conspiracy are brought to an end, why does item seven remain? Item seven, forcing upon the captives a perpetual, unsound, and false Christian belief. With reason, it should have been done away with as well. Each item of the conspiracy is an evil. Evil characterizes the overall conspiracy. The unsound and false Christian belief and teaching should also be outlawed and brought to an end. There, the Gentiles' course shown in the above conspiracy is evil, and their force is not right. That's Jeremiah 23, verse 10, speaking on the matter. I, the living God, call for the abolition of religion in general and the Christian faith and teaching in particular. So, in speaking of the Gentiles' conspiracy against black people, we're speaking of the Gentiles' violation of the black people, the Gentiles' victimization of the black people for their own purposes, and which are all evil. Okay. Now, I will show some scriptures having to do with the matter. Let's see. Now, the statement says their course is evil. What is a course here? The definition of course, a particular succession, a particular succession of events or actions. And you can see the particulars in the given conspiracy. Proverbs 13:15. Proverbs 13:15 says, good understanding gives favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The conspiracy shows that the Gentiles are the transgressors here. And it says their way is hard. What is their way? The way of the transgressors is hard. Their way is shown in the given conspiracy. And I would say, keep up, follow all the episodes. Do not miss any episodes. As you see, it is a continuous thing. The episodes, the narrative continues. So keep up with the episodes. Listen to all the episodes. Do not miss not one. Okay? The way of transgressors is hard. The way of the Gentiles is hard. Hard here means violent. Violent. The way of the transgressors is violent. And, of course, that is shown in the given conspiracy, the violence committed against the black people by the transgressors, the Gentiles. The way is the made known in the conspiracy, the showing of the conspiracy. So this is a very important matter, very important material. You need to have a good understanding of this information. Good understanding gives favor. Good understanding strengthens you to do the right thing. And, of course, this too, doing the right thing, is what we're all about, doing the right thing. As I've said before, it's time that we get it right. Time we get it right. The Gentiles gave us wrong information. It's time we get right information. And it's time we act upon that information, which is good and right. Doing the right thing. The question is asked here, Psalm 94:3. Psalm 94:3. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph. Well, I ask you, how long shall the wicked triumph? Because it will take all of us to bring the wickedness of the Gentiles to an end. And the particular wickedness I'm speaking about now is that of giving the black people a gimmick, playing a gimmick against the black people and giving them a wrong faith, a wrong belief system. That's an evil. And we must overcome this evil. And the only way we can overcome the evil is by way of the truth, by the knowledge of the truth. And by the knowledge of the truth and acting on the knowledge of the truth, the wickedness of the transgressors, the wickedness of the Gentiles can be brought to an end. You don't have to keep in ignorance. You don't have to remain ignorant. You don't have to remain deluded, deceived, tricked by truth. You can overcome the wickedness of transgressors, the Gentiles. Okay, how long though? Keep that question in mind, because you must give answer to that, and your answer shall be given and shown and made known by your actions. Isaiah 30:10. Isaiah 30:10. Okay, I've been saying the Gentiles gave the black people a false belief, and they did this while the black people were in bondage to the Gentiles, while the black people were enslaved, in captivity to the Gentiles. Isaiah 30:10 says, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak to us smooth things. And here it is, prophesy deceit. Now, one rare definition of prophesy is teach deceit. Well, the Gentiles have carried that out, and they still do it. And that's the first question raised here in this episode. Why happened the false teaching? Why happened the deceitful teaching? Why happened the lie been stopped? It too, prophetically, that's the commandment to the Gentiles. And now we can say from the papacy, prophesy deceit, teach deceit, teach lying, teach that which is not true. So the record book here, which is the Bible, the authorized version Bible, the record shows that the Gentiles got their orders from this particular order here, from their religious leaders: prophesy, teach, deceit. And it's something that the Bible does not want the Gentiles to get away with this. You might say it doesn't matter. Well, that's not why it's at all. It does matter. I mean, your people have been made a fool of. Your people have been given a false belief. That's terrible. That's outrageous. It's bad. all the other bad verbs you can think of. That's it. Prophesy. And so the preachers do what? Teach, deceit. That's where the order, here's where the order comes from. Isaiah 30, 10. Order given to the Gentiles. Teach, deceit. And the conspiracy is also significant. The Gentiles say to the seers, this is in the conspiracy, in the plan. Do not teach right things. Prophesy not to us right things. Don't teach us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy, teach us deceit. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Verse 11. Cause the Holy One of Israel to sleep from before. Now, the Holy One of Israel is the living God. Why are they against the living God, the religious establishment? The religious establishment against God, religion against God, the Christian faith against God. Okay. Now, the Gentiles are also told this right here, Jeremiah 37:9. They are told this, deceive not yourselves, teach deceit, but do not deceive yourselves. So, those blacks who say it doesn't matter, well, it matters to the Gentiles that they do not deceive themselves. They stay on top of truth. They are to always know the truth, yet they teach outwardly deceit. The conspiracy. Fool others, but don't yourself be fooled. Teach it always, teach this deceit always, but don't yourself, do not allow yourselves to become deceived. Now, this is hard evidence showing that the Gentiles know truth of Bible content. How can they teach everything else opposite to everything that's in the Bible, except they know what's in it? They know what to teach and they know what not to teach. So they conceal the truth among themselves and deceive others. That's low down, isn't it? Now, the Gentiles still do this to this very day. This very day, they still teach the lie about Jesus. They still teach deceit. That's their front. Now, let's be clear on who the enemy is. We know the Gentiles. What factions are the Gentiles? All factions. From the papacy on down. What the scripture told us for the past last two times, from the prophet to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Now you have on top of that the command to teach deceit, and you have along with that the command to the Gentiles not to deceive themselves. Everything is laid out, and the Gentiles are following a course of action. To this very day, that was laid out many, many years ago. A plan, a conspiracy. But now, we do not have to be ignorant of the plan or the conspiracy. We can know it. We can know it. And you need to show this and tell everybody you know, and where possible, those you don't know about this and about this program where you hear me. we'll speak about a course of action we can take later on in the program. And that's not too far from now. Okay, prophesy deceit, teach deceit, fool people, fool the ignorant and the unlearning, fool them, keep them fooled, keep them tricked, keep them dumbed down, divert them from the word, from the Bible. Now, teach deceit, prophesy deceit, do not deceive yourselves. Okay, let's see here. Matthew 13:28. And this is the Bible's word here. Who has done this? The Gentiles. The religious establishment of Gentiles. And on the conspiracy. Who has done this? Matthew 13:28 says, an enemy has done this. That's the Bible's word, enemy. An enemy has done this. An enemy has devised the conspiracy. An enemy has carried out the conspiracy. The enemy has carried out all 7 points of the conspiracy shown on Lawmaster's page here, and the conspiracy of which I speak. An enemy. Certainly a friend has done this, but an enemy has done this. Okay? And we know now who the enemy is. We're blowing the enemy's cover, the enemy, the Gentiles, all the Gentiles, all the religious establishment, and on the conspiracy from the papacy on down. And if we have a word here about the preachers from the papacy on down, we'll get to that. Okay. Jeremiah 4:10. Jeremiah 4:10 says, thou hast greatly deceived this people. Who is the thou and who is the this people? Thou. This is an accusation against all the Gentiles. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. What people? One people is the black people. Are black people the only people they have deceived? No, they are not. They deceive everybody they come in contact with. Everybody. All non-Gentile people. But we're speaking about what the black people and what they still do to black people right now. The Gentiles have greatly, greatly deceived black people from the day of enslavement in accordance with their plan, their conspiracy, which conspiracy we now know about and we now have. Lamentations 1:19. Before we get to Lamentations, go to Jeremiah 20:7. Jeremiah 20:7. I'll read the statement as is. O Lord, thou hast deceived. No, I have not deceived any. They have also attempted to frame the Lord. Now, I'm not going to go into detail with that date, and I might speak a little bit more. But the record book, the Bible, shows evidence of a frame. The Gentiles seek to frame God. They seek to frame the Lord. Remember the last time when I went to we went to Deuteronomy 28, and I said in the statements that I brought out, I said that the word Lord could be substituted with the term Gentiles. That's a true statement. That's the intent of Scripture. That's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to substitute the word Lord with the Gentiles because the Lord didn't do these things. That's evident. Who did them? The Gentiles did them. Okay. And just for a quick review on that, so you can get the sense of the frame coming from Jeremiah 20, verse 7. O Lord, I have not deceived anyone. Let's go back and revisit Deuteronomy just for a few moments. Deuteronomy 28. Let's see where I would start. And this is a framing of the Lord God. Okay? Well, let's start with verse 25. Remember, I said the word Lord could be substituted for the term Gentiles. Okay, the statement reads, Deuteronomy 28:25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemy. Black people are smitten before their enemy and by their enemy. Okay? Who are the Gentiles? So we read verse 25, the Gentiles shall cause thee to be smitten. The leaders of the Gentiles shall cause the black people to be smitten. Black people were smitten by their enemy. Okay, verse 28, as is written, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. The Gentiles shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Okay, and thou shalt be only oppressed, verse 29, and spoil evermore. Okay, thou shalt betroth a wife and another man shall lie with her. Didn't they do this? Didn't the Gentiles do this? When black people were finally allowed by the Gentiles to marry, history bears witness that Gentiles would go to a black person's house, take a man's wife, and do whatever with her. And in cases, making the man, the black man, watch them. Okay, thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. We know of cases where the Gentiles have done well, when black people were allowed finally to have houses. The Gentiles would come and burn them up. Isn't that a fact? Okay. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof, or plant a garden or whatever, okay, and not reap the benefits of it, as they should have, as in sharecropping, you know, where the Gentiles come and take just about everything, leaving the poor black who has done the work with little or nothing. Okay, but anyway, let's read on. Thine ass shall be violently taken away. Okay, blacks were violently taken away from their homelands. Many blacks were scattered abroad. Okay, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people. Isn't that what happened during the enslavement with the black people and children? They were forced to bear for the Gentiles' exploitation. Okay, of them. Okay, here thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. I just spoke on that. Okay, thou shalt come down very low. Black people came down very low. Gentiles reduced black people to the status of what a slave and regarded them as merchandise that could be bought and sold. The Bible is talking. Okay. he shall, verse 44, Deuteronomy 28, he shall be the head, thou shalt be the tail. Then black, then Gentiles become the head of black people. Okay. Now, the Bible calls these things cursed. Listen carefully. Look in your Bible if you have. And it's good if you have the authorized version, commonly called King James Version. Verse 45, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee. These things that I'm reading about have already come upon black people. But they're perpetrators to Gentiles. These curses shall come upon thee. It has already happened. And key thing here, the Bible calls these things curses. Curses. That's not the first time curse has come up in Deuteronomy 28. Go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. All these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, cursed shall thou be in the field, cursed shall be thy basket and thy store, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. Think back during the days of enslavement. Gentiles making the slaves bad children. Just think about all this. Think about these things. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flock of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee curse and vexation and rebuke, and all that thou sayest thine hand too far to do. Framing the Lord. Framing the Lord God. The Gentile shall send upon thee cursing. Okay. Cursing. Vexation and rebuke, and all that thou sayest thou to do. Okay. The Gentiles. But this is a part of the frame. Frame. And what does frame mean? Frame means to falsify evident testimony in order to make an innocent person appear guilty. What are they trying to do with the Lord here? They're trying to make the Lord look like being guilty of enslaving and doing all these evils against black people, framing the Lord. But we know better. We know that the word Lord here in these passages should be interpreted or changed to the Gentile, who are the real perpetrators of these awful things, of these atrocious things, of these wicked things. And another point of mine in the lectures is that do not think that the religious world did not play a role. Gentiles call themselves Christians, whether they go to church or not. The word Christian and Gentile are synonymous. They are synonymous. Who did all these evils against black people? The Gentile world. Who did these evils against black people? The Christian people. Who are the Christians? They are the Gentiles. Who are the original Christians? The original Christians are the Gentile people. Not a part of them, all of them. Okay? Because when the Bible speaks of Gentiles, it speaks of them as a whole. It never speaks of them in part, like all of them are not. Or all of them are not guilty. And even history says the Gentiles enslaved the black. It doesn't say this small section or this segment of Gentiles over here enslaved the black. It says blacks were enslaved by, you know, it may say white people or whatever, or it may say
Europeans or whatever. So you have Europeans, you have the word European, you have the word Gentile, you have the word Christians. All of those words are synonymous. And all of those words referred to the Gentiles, who now call themselves white people. Alias. The Gentiles have an alias. What is that alias? White people. The Europeans have an alias. What is that alias? It is white people. They sought to change their name outwardly. They still know that they are Gentiles. Even the Bible says twice to the Gentiles, you were called Gentiles. Blacks weren't called Gentiles during the days of enslavement before the Gentile takeover of Africa and the black people. It was the Gentiles who were called Gentiles. Or, if you will, those who call themselves white people, who were the Gentiles. And the Bible says to them, remember, ye were Gentiles. Now, if they were Gentiles, they still are Gentiles. Okay? And don't leave the Jews out. Jews are Gentiles. Okay? I'm not talking about a black Jew. To me, there's no such thing as a black Jew. Okay? But that segment of Gentiles who call themselves Jews, they're the same thing. They are still Gentiles. So whether a Gentile calls himself a Gentile, a Christian, or a Jew, it doesn't matter. He's still a Gentile. And the Bible, that's in the record book here. You were the Gentiles, talking to the Gentiles, just like it says to them, prophesy deceit, but do not deceive yourself. Does that make sense? Don't you fall victim of the gimmick. You know, don't deceive yourselves. All right. Yeah, framing the law. Now, to frame someone is not a righteous act. That's a wicked act. That's an evil. Framing the law. Making the Lord appear guilty of doing evil against black people, when in fact it is the Gentiles who are the guilty party. Okay. This Deuteronomy 28:64, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people. Black people were scattered among all people of the Gentiles. It wasn't the Lord who did that. It was the Gentiles who did that. It was the Christians who did that. The original Christians. Will the original Christians stand up? That would be Gentiles who stand. Okay? Yeah, the Lord did not scatter black people. The Gentiles scattered black people. Let's turn to Genesis 11 right quick and get another statement on that. The scattering of black people. Genesis 11:9. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. The Lord did not scatter black people abroad. The Gentiles scattered black people abroad by means of the slave trade, the international trade, slave trade, etc. We've talked about that in preceding episodes. Okay. My point there for the past few minutes has been to show that the Bible shows evidence of a frame against the Lord, the living God, the God of Israel. Okay. We know that's a frame. We know who did those things to black people. We know that they were the Europeans, the Gentiles, the Christian church, the original Christian church. Moving on, Jeremiah 27, if I did read it out, 27, Thank you. here we go. Yes, I read it. Yeah, that's where the framing came in. Okay, O Lord, thou hast deceived me. Okay, no. The Gentiles deceived me. And that's the very next statement. I was deceived. I was even deceived before I found out the knowledge of the truth. The Lord was deceived at first. But he found out better. He found out better. And he overcame the deception with truth, with knowledge of the truth. So, you who are deceived now, you black people, and anybody else who might be listening and is deceived, you don't have to be deceived any longer. The knowledge of the truth, you can't be what you're supposed to be, and that is not being deceived. Okay, Jeremiah 14, okay, Jeremiah 27, Lamentations 1:19. All right, verse 19. They deceived me. That's a true statement. They deceived me. Who is the they? The Gentiles. Are the they? Who is the me? Me. They deceived me. I found out that they deceived me. That's a true statement. I point out truth that is in the Bible. Whether it has to do with you, the Gentiles, black people, me, it doesn't matter. I point out truth because I answer the truth, the question. That says, what is truth? This statement is true. Truth. They deceived me. That actually happened. I was taken in the gimmick. You can say I was born deceived because my parents were deceived. Their parents were deceived by the Gentiles, the perpetrators. The Bible calls transgressors. The word transgress is hard. It is a way of violence perpetrated against black people. Oh, terrible violence. Terrible violence. And for me to know that the Bible talks about these things, God, it's made. Yeah. Proverbs 14:8. Proverbs 14:8 says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Okay, that was verse 9. Verse 8 says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what this is about. To understand your way, the way that you're in, to get to the bottom of the matter. Is the way you are going right or wrong? If it's found to be wrong, depart from it. Doesn't that make sense? Depart from it. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Now let's look at that. The folly, what is folly? Foolishness. The folly of fools. The folly coming from fools is deceit. What is the folly coming from fools? The folly that comes from the fools is the false teaching. The false Christian teaching. That's folly. We've covered that earlier in another preceding episode. That's the folly. That is foolishness. The folly of fools. Now, the folly, the deceitful teaching comes from the Gentiles. I read the statement. The folly coming from fools is deceit. The folly coming from Gentiles is deceit. because that's what they gave us. The record book shows the command, which says prophesy or teach deceit. The people were in one accord. The people were in agreement. The people conspired, all of them, that deceit would be taught outwardly by the Gentiles. The folly coming from fools is deceit. The foolishness coming from the Gentiles is deceit. And which I call a gimmick. It's all a gimmick. The foolishness coming from the Gentiles, the gimmick coming from the Gentiles is deceit. Okay? Now, that statement said the folly coming from the fools. And the fools there is a reference to those who are those who came up, and those who came up with the foolishness, which is folly, and those who played the folly against the victims, which are the Gentiles. The Gentiles are those who played the trick against the black people are the victims. The folly coming from fools is deceit. Christian teaching coming from the Gentiles, with the black people being the target, is deceit. The black people's Christian faith is vain, worthless, futile, useless. The Christian teaching, the Christian outward teaching, vain or vanity. It's vain, it's deceitful, it's a gimmick, it's a trick, it's false, it's immoral, it is evil, it is wickedness. That's the Christian teaching, the outward Christian teaching. And the belief that the black people have inherited. Today's black people have inherited. So we know the origin of the black people's Christian teaching. We know the origin. We know its nature. We know its nature. It originated first from the Gentiles, from a conspiracy of the Gentiles, coming from the Gentiles. Its nature is evil, immoral. And we know that we should, and with that being the case, we know that we should do away with it. Okay? We know that the course is evil, and the Christian faith, the faith given to black people, is a part of that course or way of the transgressors, and it is evil. Their course is evil, and their force is not right. Okay, now, what shall we do? What shall we do? We have the conspiracy. We know that the Gentiles tried to frame the Lord. We know what I refer to and call the main point of the Gentile conspiracy to dehumanize, slave, etc., black people. What shall we do? Their conspiracy to trick black people, to mislead, misteach black people. What shall we do? Okay, let me go through this real quickly. Deuteronomy 21:21. It says this, put evil away from among you. Put evil away from among you. Or put evil away from. Turn away from evil. This is a course of action. That's one thing, the first thing. Okay, put evil, turn away from evil. That's not hard to do, shouldn't be hard to do. Not hard at all. It's not hard at all. Okay? Now, let me I'll be right back just a few moments. Well, that's taking too long. Okay, let me do it this way. I've got to change places before my phone cuts off, so just bear with me. Let me get my phone connected. Okay. Okay, there we go. All right, now let's move on. Okay. Deuteronomy 21:21 says what? It says, put evil away from you. I have shown that the faith delivered to black people, forced upon black people from the time black people were slaves, belonged to the Gentiles, is an evil thing. The black Christian teaching is an evil thing. Put away, turn away from evil. Put evil away from among you. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Turning to it, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Simply said, it means stop. Okay? Abstain there means to hold oneself back. Voluntarily do without. Do without the evil. Do without the false Christian teaching. You can live without it. Yes, you can. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it well. All right? Abstain from all appearance of evil. And we do know now that the false teaching forced upon black people from the days of slavery appears evil. Now, let's move on. Psalm 34:14, plan of action here. Plan of action. Abstain from the very appearance of evil. Turn away from evil. Psalm 34:14. Okay. 34:14. Depart from evil. Plan of action. Depart from evil and do good. What is good? What is good is to depart from evil. It could be, this could come first here in verse 14, Psalm 34. Do good and depart from evil. All right? Do good and depart from evil. Okay, Psalm 37:27. Depart from evil and do good. Again, we can turn it around and say, do good and depart from evil. Okay? Because it's the departing from evil that is good. So what? I'm supposed to turn it around and say, and put the do good first, followed by depart from evil. Do good and depart from evil. How many times must we be told that? We've been told several times already. Job 28:28. It didn't say think about it. It is evident that the Christian teaching, black people's Christian belief, is evil. Originated in the days of slavery, coming from the slave masters, slaveholders, slave wards, those who hated us. Let me read that again. I believe I read it last week. But let me read it again, because it's good for us to get a good understanding. What, one of the first scriptures we read today, good understanding gives favor. Okay, Psalm 107. Right, quickly. They that hated them, Psalm 106, verse 41. They that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Talking about the black people's enemies, the Gentiles, hated them and having to rule over them. And the enemies, the Gentiles, oppressing the black people, and the black people being brought into subjection under their enemies, the Gentiles. Okay, so the Bible doesn't try to sugarcoat. It's not trying to sugarcoat. It's telling things as they are. Okay, now, will you listen? Will you obey? Will you follow the plan of action? Okay, 28:28, Job, okay, to depart from evil is understanding. To depart from evil is understanding. Do good and depart from evil. To depart from evil is understanding. It shows you have understanding. Now, are you unable to understand? Are you unable to understand? Or are you able to understand? As I said before, the things I teach are not hard to understand. I give understanding. Okay? Okay, Proverbs 9:6. All right, Proverbs 9:6. In these final moments or minutes, 9:6, Proverbs: forsake the foolish plan of action. Says what? Put evil away from among you. Plan of action, abstain from the very appearance of evil. That and this is talking about the Christian faith. Plan of action, depart from evil. Plan of action, depart from evil. Depart from evil. To depart from evil is understand. Now we have this: forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. A very good plan of action. Now, forsake the foolish. What is the foolish? The foolish is the Christian teaching given to black people. It's foolishness. It's folly. Remember, the scripture called it folly, foolishness. Forsake the foolish. Forsake the folly. Forsake the false Christian teaching. And live. Remember, I tell you, you can live without the false Christian teaching. Okay. Now, the only true teaching of Jesus is this. Jesus is a fictitious character. In the authorized version, Jesus is a fictitious character. Forsake the foolish and live free of deception, and help cause your people to do the same thing. Forsake the foolish. Now, if you've been going to around foolish people, forsake them too. Turn away from them. Abandon them. And abandon the foolish teaching given to us by the slave masters. The Bible did not deceive anyone. People deceived people. Okay? You may not understand the Bible. You know, you may have tried to read the Bible and don't understand it, but it did fool you. You know, you just didn't understand. Now you can understand it. because I teach, I give understanding. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. The way of understanding is that with that which I teach. I teach, you've heard me say, I give understanding. You don't have to try to study my stuff to get an understanding. You may study it to learn it and memorize things and all like that. But I give understanding. You don't have to try to look into what I said and what did I mean when I said this. I mean exactly what I say. Okay? I am responsible for what I say, and I mean what I say. If I make a mistake, I hope to come back and say, hey, look here, I made a mistake on this, but this is the case right here. See? But I mean what I say. All right? This is the plan of action, people. Forsake the foolish. The foolish teaching concerning Jesus, the Christian religion, forsake it and live. And live. You can live without the teaching of Jesus. You can live without the false teaching of Jesus. You can live knowing that Jesus in the Bible is only a fictitious character. And the story of Jesus shown in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John teaches a moral lesson. The lesson is simple. Obey the law. Obey the law. That's the moral of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you don't, be willing to pay the consequences if you're caught by the authorities. But simply put, obey the law. Forsake the foolish, I say again, and live. Live. You can live without the lies about Jesus. You can live. And you can help others to live the same way without the lie given to us, without the slave master and the wardens and the slave owners. We can live without it. We can really live without it because we will have escaped the deception that we as a people have been under for so long. It's time we get it right. It's time we forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. That's the plan of action, people. That's it. And, of course, as I've told you before, unite with me. Get with me. Get with me. Let us do it together. The Gentiles combined and conspire to do all the evils pointed out in the conspiracy against us. They united. They combined themselves together. They came together for the purpose of our destruction. Let us come together for the purpose of departing from evil, doing good, and departing from evil and going in the way of understanding. It's time we get it right. Yes. But that's it for today. That's it. That's just it. That's the plan of action. It's time we get it right. It's time we break the grip of ignorance and deception. Forsake the foolish and live and go